We are joined in the media center by our top fuel winner here at the 53rd Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, Mr. Tripp Tatum, a first-time winner, was also the number one qualifier. Certainly a banner weekend for Tripp and his team. Tripp made the final round, getting through the number 16 qualifier of Lex June, took down Billy Torrance in the second round. It was Mike Salinas beaten for the first time in many races. In the semifinal, and then the final round against Doug Foley to determine who would be a first-time winner. Trip won with a 3.700 at 330 miles per hour. Trip, your first career win, not without tons of work. Tell us about how this moment feels.
It's like I said down there, it's, you know, I'm speechless. It's kind of sinking in a little bit. Kind of lucky. I could not see the tree at all. Matt and I were talking about that, and I mean, I had a 190 light. I just couldn't see it. He was out on me. I saw him till 300 or 400 feet. So there's a little luck involved there. It definitely helped. You know, fun fact, it's like, you know, Aaron Brooks and those guys are such good people. I mean, he works on my car, you know, during the week and helps. And so that was a special moment to race him and those guys. I mean, they did really good too. So, I don't know. I mean, you can ask me this question in a week. I'd still probably be on cloud nine. So.
All right, let's get right to our media members. Name and affiliation as we ask Tripp Tatum his first winner's questions.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus. When you wrote up the script of your first ever national event win in Top Fuel, did it include qualifying number one and winning the race?
No. I mean, I never really thought about winning. I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. It's so hard. It's like baby steps. It's like, as good as this car has run so early on, it's been overwhelming. I mean, and that's all because of the Capco family. And so it's just been a lot to swallow. It's a lot to take in. I mean, I've been six races in this thing and had career bests, I think, at four, five of them. And, you know, it ran really good under trying circumstances. So, I mean, the racetrack was tough to get down.
As a follow-up, as we mentioned yesterday, you had a very, very impressive test session. Did a lot of that come into play for how you've done well this season?
Sure. I mean, it gives you some confidence. But it just, for me, it's laps. It's just making laps. I mean, I don't know the exact count, but that's like 65 laps total for me ever in a fuel car. And 30 some of them were 5+ years ago in the Ninja. So it's, my mind is just slowing down. I'm getting spoiled because of how good this thing runs. I mean, you know, when it goes 295 plus the half track, you know, it's pretty badass.
Phil Burgess, National Dragster. Obviously, historic conditions here, cold weather to start the day. Can you talk about your team's approach to this and how you handled it as a driver?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I guess our mindset was just to try to go out there and repeat. And first round, we certainly did. We struggled a little bit with a few little small issues, but it pretty much did what they wanted. You know, we're learning new clutch discs, so that's kind of a, you know, trial and error deal. So you know, that was just, but we just, it's like one round at a time, just put it on repeat. I mean, it did run pretty darn close.
Tripp, Stephen Goldsmith with Auto Week. Would you talk about the path that brought you here from the first time you stepped onto a drag strip and took a run to where you are now?
Well, I grew up around motorsports. My father was involved heavily in motorsports and some drag racing. A fuel funny car used to come stay at our shop in Maryland, Gary Berg and the Orange Baron. That was what definitely set the bug in me. I got to, you know, watch, was around that for many years. A big part was, I guess, my first time I went down the drag strip was a 75 and 80 in a Mustang. I went to Ollie's school and 87, did the drag racing school series for 2 years, got my alcohol dragster license with Holly, and you know, and who was a huge influence on me. So, you know, I've been best friends with Tommy Johnson Jr. since pretty much 87, so he's a huge mentor, especially with the driving. Yeah, he was sending me texts all day long, what to do, what not to do, don't be a dummy. A few other words. But I've been very fortunate to be around some of the people, especially Bobby Lagana, Dom, huge influence, gave me a chance to drive a top fuel car. And I've been instrumental in what my program is today. So, you know, without them, none of this would even be remotely possible.
Usenate Bland, sportsjourney.com. You talked about in your number one qualifier interview about just being able to, you felt like you had the car, you just wanted to go out and just not screw it up. With all that's going on, how were you able to just keep calm? You seem to be calm now. I know that we don't see inside, but
for me, I keep busy. I mean, I mix the fuel, do my driver's packs of shoots, you know, those kind of things. I can't stop moving because then I sit and think. And that's not good for me. That gets you. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I got such good guys and good people behind me. I joke about it, but literally, I mean, I'm by far the weakest link in the whole deal. You know, I'm the one that's, you know, blessed to have the ability to, or the opportunity to drive it. So I'm just like, yeah, I can't mess this up because they do such a good job. I mean, look what they gave me today. I mean, so that speaks for itself there.
A couple more questions for our first time winner. Trip, the fact that your first race win is the Amalie Motor Oil NHRA Gator Nationals, a crown jewel event in front of one of the largest crowds in drag racing, to be able to score this one as your first win. Speak on that.
I mean, it's pretty neat. My dad was at the first Gator Nationals, and I've been to this race a few times, and my first race was at the Gator Nationals in 16, and the Ninja. So I mean, it's surreal. I mean, I don't have an accurate answer for that right now. It's not even close to setting in, but it's pretty neat.
Yes, Bobby Bennett.
Phil Burgess is probably the only one who would ask this question, but you talked about you came up around Gary Bergen and everything. Were you with him when he upset Don Perdomo to Indy in 76?
I wasn't there, but I was at home, and you know, I was they wouldn't allow me to get out of school. So, but I went through him in, I guess it was 80 or 82 when they went to the Big Bunch shootout final, and they went to the final there, but yeah, I mean, I went to as many of them as I could.
I know you weren't planning to go to the next race on the series, but now with this win and as well as the cars run the last two races, any second thoughts about that?
Well, there's always second thoughts about it, but one thing that Bob has taught me and preaches to me is, you know, stay within your means. I mean, this will help buy a lot of much needed parts. I mean, the way this program is run is identical to, you know, the Capco. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously there's a lot of excitement now, and there may be some, you know, a little bit of a few doors open up in certain areas. That's certainly what we're aiming for. But, you know, it's one step at a time. I mean, this was a gigantic step, obviously, but, you know, we just got to discuss all that and see.
And on that point, I'd love to hear your opinion on the state of NHRA right now in that you got Doug Foley on one side of the racetrack, you're on the other, you're both fighting for your first win. It seems that the super teams have in many ways evaporated, and you know, thinking the 30-year anniversary of the first 300 mile per hour run where there was clandestine development going on, now you bought the parts, they were assembled by smart people, and you were able to win a race. What does that say about the state of top fuel drag racing right now?
I mean, it's extremely competitive. There's nobody easy out there. I mean, I hope it's taking a big step in the right direction. People are seeing, you know, what they can do, how they can do it. You know, for me, it's I'm being led by who I feel is the best in the business. And, you know, they taught me a lot, and I think their model is a good one to follow. I mean, like I said, you know, Brooks is over there. I mean, his shop is 100 yards from mine. I mean, we're all pretty much tight-knit family. There's nothing any one of us wouldn't do for the other one. So, you know, I got Donnie Bender working at my shop now. He's amazing, does a great job. You know, obviously Bobby and Dom and all the, you know, are there for whatever we need when we need it. So, yeah, I'm a lucky guy. I mean, that's lucky to have that opportunity and do that. And I think that the way Top Fuel is right now, there's going to be more of this. There truly is.
Tripp, congratulations on your first win in the National Hot Rod Association here at the Gator Nationals, and we agree. And you're looking for sponsorship, right? You don't want to be funding out of your pocket.
No. Yes, I do. I want sponsorship badly so I can do more of this.
Excellent. Tripp, go celebrate. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, Tripp.